Well, good morning. My name is Wendy Carrillo. I represent Assembly District 52, which includes the communities of East Los Angeles, a large portion of Los Angeles, and half of the city of Glendale. I want to give a thank you to all of my principal authors and co-authors that are with me this morning. Assemblymember Villapudra from the San Joaquin County area, former police officer, Assemblymember Gibson from Los Angeles County, former deputy sheriff and Assemblymember Alanis from Stanislaus and Merced, and Julian Canati, CEO of the California Hispanic Chamber of Commerce, for joining us this morning. I am proud to stand before you today and unveil AB 1990, the Secure Transactions and Organized Theft Prevention Act, otherwise known as the STOP Act, which is a critical step forward securing the safety of our communities and putting a stop to retail theft. Organized crime demands organized prevention, and the STOP Act represents our communities to taking a proactive and organized approach to prevent the organized retail theft that is threatening our communities and small businesses across California. According to the Public Policy Institute of California, crime data indicates that retailers have increasingly been the target of crime, with retail theft incidents rising in the Bay Area and trending in Los Angeles and communities across California. In my district, the city of Los Angeles saw an increase in shoplifting reports from about 6,500 to about 12,000 over the course of 1 year, from 2022 to 2023, signifying an increase of 81%. In the community of Eagle Rock, for example, I just want to share with all of you real quick, we have Cindy's Restaurant, Found Cafe, a Once Liquor Store, Pete's Blue Chip, Trader Joe's, 7-Eleven, Eagle Rock Market and Liquor Store, Walgreens, the Malbec Restaurant and Market, the Eagle Rock Peruvian Restaurant, King's Kennedy Rugs, AutoZone, and so many more across my entire district in Los Angeles, but even more so across the entire state of California. Additionally, the LA County District Attorney's Office recently reported having filed over 200 cases of organized retail theft in 2023, indicating a significant surge in retail crime rates in Los Angeles. AB 1990, the STOP Act, is an urgent call to action in response to the alarming escalation of organized retail theft that threatens the very fabric of our communities. Shoplifting adversely affects both small and large businesses, as well as our state's economy and the security and well-being of employees, jobs, and our neighborhoods. I have seen far too many retail stores across my very own community that have shut down because retail theft is out of control, and we continue to see that across California. On a grand scale, a Los Angeles woman was arrested last year for more than $1 million that was seized in stolen cosmetics linked to organized retail theft, a ring of organized retail theft that targeted several stores across Southern California. Small businesses also feel the brunt of retail theft. Last year, a 50-year-old diner, this is Cindy's Diner in Eagle Rock, was ransacked in a smash-and-grab burglary. Recently, as well as in Los Angeles, a 32-year-old employee was sent to intensive care. This is on Whittier Boulevard. Upon fighting for her life, and she is currently in the hospital, while sustaining an injury while attempting to stop a group of four suspects who stole several items from a beauty supply store. Consequently, addressing organized retail crime has been a top priority for our state, and it is the reason that we as policymakers are exploring potential strategies to fight against retail crime. AB 1990, the STOP Act, aims at increasing enforcement and introducing tougher penalties for suspected shoplifters by, one, permitting a peace officer to arrest a suspect without a warrant for a misdemeanor shoplifting charge if the officer has probable cause that the individual has engaged in shoplifting. It also allows a peace officer to use their discretion to arrest and book a suspect in a theft from a store rather than citing and releasing, which has been required under existing law. It is our responsibility to confront a problem that has been increasingly worsening over time. We hear the calls from our community that they want to feel safe. Public safety is a priority. They want to be able to go to a store and not fear that they will be victims of a crime. In my community of Eagle Rock, we have seen an uptick in organized retail theft, with community groups bemoaning stores being broken into and employees being robbed on a weekly basis. Organized groups targeting retail stores have plunged businesses and communities into chaos, creating an environment of disorder for some and instilling fear in consumers, employers, employees who are uncertain about their work safety. Stores are closing, jobs are being lost. It's clear that combating organized retail theft requires a coordinated effort aimed at prevention and ensuring safety. This bill prioritizes public safety and safeguards our local economies and responds to the governor's appeal at the beginning of the year for the legislature to develop a framework that intensifies a crackdown on crime. It is also represents a significant step forward in enhancing the safety of both employees and customers facing an onslaught of organized retail theft. And I want to thank all of our co-authors and principal authors and all of our speakers today. We are very intentional creating opportunities for law enforcement to do their jobs. We are not creating additional burdens for business. They have a hard time enough doing business in California. We are responding to our community that wants to feel safe. We are responding to law enforcement that is asking us to provide them with the resources that they need to ensure the public safety across our communities. And with that, I want to pass it on to Assemblymember Carlos Villapudra.
Well, I'd like to start off by thanking my colleague from Los Angeles for spearheading this important conversation this morning. This issue of retail theft has been under the microscope in California for some time now. The big legacy retailers are closing up shop, and small mom and pops have been left alone with trying to create their own devices to protect their stores. I'm grateful this issue is finally getting attention it truly deserves in Sacramento. There have been many different ideas and potential solutions floating out there these early months, such as task force to combat organized theft and crime rings, reinstating petty theft with a prior, prosecuting repeat offense, and importantly, supporting rehab programs for sustaining disorders. But what makes this STOPPED Act so important and the equation of this distinct is measurable tools to provide our law enforcement the tools that they literally do need. The current system requires peace officers to work with hands tied behind their back, which makes the arrests even much harder. It takes so much time and resources and luck to be at the right place at the right time. And it sadly ends with simply a sight, book, and release, with no accountability provided. If we want to get serious on this issue, we need to provide our officers with the tools that that will allow them to operate more freely and efficiently in order to provide true accountability. We won't be able to tackle this issue with one fell swoop. This is a puzzle that we need to put together with the appropriate pieces. The STOP Act is one of the most important pieces that I want to thank Assemblymember Carrillo for her leadership, and I appreciate her hard work. And with that, I'll introduce my colleague, Assemblymember Mike Gibson.
Thank you very much. Good morning, buenos dias. I want to say to each and every one of you, thank you very much for being here. Mike Gibson, State Assembly member. I proudly represent the 65th State Assembly District. Those are areas of Watts, Willowbrook, where I was born and raised, Compton, Carson, North Long Beach, Harbor Gateway, North and South, Harbor City, Wilmington, and San Pedro. Dr. Martin Luther King said this, "The time is always right to do what is right." Today, I believe Assembly Bill 1990 is doing what is right. Today, I stand with my colleagues here today in supporting Assembly Bill 1990, the Secure Transaction Organized Theft Prevention Act, otherwise known as the STOPPED Act. This bill is about safeguarding our communities, protecting our businesses, and upholding the values of safety and security that we all want in our communities. Retail theft has been on the rise, particularly in urban areas such as my district. Let me pause right there. In my district, I have the Nike outlet, Nike store. It's been smashed and grabbed over 20 times. I said 20 times. And in those instances, Nike has said that we want to pull out. So what does that mean? If Nike pulls out, Ross pulls out. If Ross pulls out, Smart and Final pulls out. It's a brand new shopping center called the Freedom Plaza, located in Watts by Jordan Downs Housing Development in Watts. And if those businesses leave, guess what? Those individuals who work there, who live in a community, who can ride their bikes to their place of employment, who can walk there, will lose their jobs. What does that mean for the community? Unemployment. That's what it means. I'm trying to connect the dots. What's going on? Doing nothing is not an option. Organized retail threat, retail crime has plagued our community, leading to closures, relocating business elsewhere, and businesses leaving California. This is not just a matter of financial loss. It is a threat to our livelihoods, our hardworking Californians, and the blow to our economy in communities, especially of color. You hear time and time again, Macy's, look what's happening in San Francisco. It is hard to operate business in the state of California, and it's our responsibility to do everything that we can. So that's why I lock arms with my colleagues who are standing with me, especially Wendy Carrillo, who has the audacity, the will to stand up and say we must do something about what's going on in California. And I want to commend her for standing up and bringing this thoughtful piece of legislation to each and every one of us and to my colleagues. We're looking for this bill to pass. We're going to do everything that we can to make to ensure this bill pass and get on the governor's desk. By passing the STOP Act, we demonstrate our commitment to protecting our businesses, supporting law enforcement, and preserving the well-being of all Californians. We're doing something. Nothing is not an option. Let me introduce my colleague. This is a bipartisan effort. I'm happy to introduce my colleague, Assemblymember Juan Alaniz.
Thank you, Assemblymember Gibson. Well, good morning, everybody. Thank you for being here. My name is Juan Alaniz. I represent the 22nd District, which is part of Stanislaus and Merced County in the Central Valley. So there's no debate that the growing number of retail theft crimes have continued to plague our communities, eroding our economic stability of local businesses and undermining public safety. As you guys may know, I sit on the Public Safety Board, and I'm looking forward to seeing this bill very much. Our system is broken, and we need to take a hard look at our policies and priorities and strive to do better. Obviously, the STOP Act here is a great law going in the right direction, and I hope it's one of many, many more to come. So when I came to Sacramento with nearly three decades of law enforcement behind me, I made a promise to everybody that I would work with others who were trying to do the same to try and make California safer. And this STOP Act does just that. It checks all the boxes, and I think every assembly member, every senator should be behind this as well. And I'm also looking forward to the governor signing this in the future. This brings real solutions, and this helps public safety as well, especially our retailers who have gone without any help for many, many years. AB 1990 stands as a prime example of this collaboration, as mentioned before, And I want to thank Assemblymember Wendy Carrillo also on her leadership on this issue, and I look forward to working with her in making California safer. I look forward to seeing her in public safety and boosting and as much as I can with this bill as it goes. I just want to leave on one note to remember a lot of businesses out there are trying to do their best to be part of their community, trying to strive, trying to live that American dream. And unfortunately, there are those that are taking advantage of the system that has been presented for them to allow them to do what they're doing in California. And this act will help our businesses not only get back to what a sense of normalcy was, but it also helps law enforcement with the tools that they need to help keep our communities safer. So thank you very much. And with that, I will introduce the CEO of the California Hispanic Chamber of Commerce, Julian Canetti.
Thank you, member. Julian Canetti, President and CEO, California Hispanic Chambers of Commerce. We are excited to be here and to support AB 1990, the STOP Act. But first, you know, it wasn't just because, you know, we have put a lot of attention on crime to our small businesses. When we saw who the authors and the co-authors and the principal co-authors were, these were four individuals, four members of the assembly who have worked with the state chamber to answer the needs of small business in some form, whether it's workforce development, whether it's allocation of budget dollars for small business development, whether it's on the economic development side. So we knew this was the right group to carry a bill that would help small business with this rise in theft, retail theft throughout the state. You know, this issue affects our retailers large and small. And our small businesses especially have been an increasing target of retail theft. The thing is, it's not just the cost to our small businesses. Everybody thinks, well, you're just protecting the profit margins of your members. No, it's because we understand the cost to the consumer in the end, to government, as well as to the quality of life here in California and jobs and economic development in our great state. What we like about AB 1990 is that it gives the tools to law enforcement to do what they need to do to stem the rise of retail theft here in California without putting undue burden on our small business owners and retailers out there. So with that, we are pleased to support AB 1990, and we look forward to working with the authors and member Carrillo and making sure that this gets to the governor's desk and that he signs it later this year. And with that, I'd like to bring back up Assemblywoman Wendy Carrillo to close.
Thank you very much. You know, I think all of the members that have expressed their support for the bill, the comments made today, is that we all want to go back to our communities and feel safe. We all want to make sure that jobs stay in our community. We had a Macy's in my community, hundreds of jobs that shut down. I was actually in the parking lot waiting for my team. We were off to go to an event when I myself witnessed somebody running out of the Macy's with a handful of clothes and a prevention employee running after them. And they got in the car and they fled. And I talked to this young woman and I said, "It is those bundles of jeans that person stole is not worth your life." But that's happening every day. That Macy's recently shut down. And so it's no longer operating, and my community has lost hundreds of jobs because of it. The Nike store in East Los Angeles, same thing as Assemblymember Gibson, continuously robbed over and over because of the amounts of that folks are stealing and not enough prevention and law enforcement to be able to do something about it. And employees, young people, these are young kids that have jobs from local high schools, afraid to go to work. And the last thing that we want is for another large retailer or employer to leave our community because they don't feel safe. So again, a very important measure that provides law enforcement the tools that they need to be able to do their jobs, as well as respond to the public safety calls from our community across California. And it is a direct answer to what Governor Newsom required of the legislature and requested from the legislature earlier this year. So with that, I'm happy to answer any questions.